Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Garnonell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly on Morning Mayhem is made possible by Welcome to Moe's. The new Moe's value meal is a junior burrito, side of queso chip salsa, and a drink for only $9.99. Available all day, every day. Stepping off the tee box into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
All right. Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing good. Got Bruce James here, the All-American. Just talking a little coaching surge, talking a little Hunter Yurecek. I don't know if you saw JD, but Mark May's comments yesterday. Mark May got after Hunter Yurecek. I did not lead him that way. He just took it on his own to be critical of his leadership up there. And so that's some of the topic we've been talking about. We found out yesterday, earlier in the show, that according to Roger, some of Roger's friends who were supporters and donors to the university, that he was doing Zoom calls asking for $5 million. $3 million and $1 million, and just talking about sort of the coaching search and all that. I'm only going to get into the game. Just want to see what's your thoughts on how things are going, what you've heard on the coaches program, the coaches search, and the money situation at Arkansas.
Well, I'm kind of just like everybody's talking. We don't have any money, and two, I'm just kind of staying out of it. I already put my opinion in of who I would love to have, but you know, it all comes around to money. And I was listening to you guys for a little bit about the sellouts. You know, it's just funny. You know, if you think about it, when we were a great, great team, probably the best ever in the 60s, and we weren't selling out games. I mean, I've always had deep down in my mind, even when I went to school there, you know, basketball was the sport. Baseball was our sport. I just don't think, Of all the great talent that we have in Arkansas in football, are we really a football state? I mean, we're not. I know we're not Texas and Mississippi and Florida and these great. I mean, the athletes are just. We have a lot, but we just don't have as many as they do. And it just seems to me like I just don't think football is our number one concern with our fans. I mean, when you talk about sellout games, I mean, think about it. We were 67,000 like Ole Miss was before Houston Nutt, you know, came in, and I think Houston helped build our stadium and to get more fans. But you're right. We haven't sold out a lot of football games, even when we were good. Bobby Petrino sold out a few. Pia Lima sold out a few. But, you know, I think big, big games that we play, maybe Texas, Notre Dame, we might sell it out. But do we?
Well, John,
I've never paid too much attention to it as much as I should, maybe.
Well, you think about it, though, the product that we put on the field for the last 18 years has been horrible, except for a year or two. You had one good year for Bielema, had one good year for Sam, two intense seasons for Chad. So I think, too, I think it's just like anything, John. I think you got to win. Bruce, you were there. I know it was the 60s, but you guys, you, Texas, and who was it? Alabama were the top three teams in America in the 60s. I mean, little Arkansas, even back in the 60s.
Right.
So the question is, can you repeat that kind of success in this day and age?
That is not the way we're doing it now. I mean, it's going to be a great, great challenge because of the fact that NIL. In the day that I played and you played at the University of Arkansas, you wanted to be there. You were coached. You had teammates. You rallied. You know, I always looked at that hog before I put the helmet on because I was representing the state of Arkansas, and that was a big
was
deal
important.
To me.
Yeah.
I don't think that you have that probably even at Alabama now with the NIL. But, I don't know if we can ever make it back that far or not, but we have been there and was for most of the 60s.
Yeah, the question was,
that's 100 years ago.
Can you raise the money if you have the right coach and you have the right AD, leadership, whatever, Does this state have the funds to be able? You look at Ole Miss. You look at what Ole Miss is doing. You look at what Vanderbilt is doing. You look what Indiana is doing. So John, it certainly looks at it. You know, and I do think the fans still care, John, about football. I do. I still think that football is the driving sport. Now, may not be popular when you're losing, but I still think just college football because college football is so big.
It pays all the bills.
It generates the most money. And boy, I tell you, Roger was talking about JD. His friends who, I mean, it just shows you, Hunter Yurachek is doing Zoom calls, which we don't like, but he's asking for $5 million, $3 million, and $1 million. So he knows we got to raise serious money, and you know, it's when you're asking $5 million, $3 million, and there's not a $100,000 option or $500,000 option.
I guess if you only get a handful of the $5 million, you've done all right, as opposed to having to get a hold of $100,000, $100.
But that's the nature, John, that's the situation that we're in right now.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's it. You know, and Bruce, you said it, man. When you, like, even when I played golf for the Hogs, I always wanted to be a Hog. I was loyal. And I think the loyalty is gone, and I think that has put some of the fans to, like, going, well, yeah, if I put up a ton of money for the University of Arkansas and have a quarterback that, you know, is really great, and Alabama comes in and offers him $6 million, he's going to leave.
Yep.
So it's like, why put up money when we can't even keep players that are good, you know? And there's no loyalty. But I remember, Badge, when you put a Razorback uniform on, it was all about the Hog.
You bet it was.
And supporting the state. I think you said it, man. I don't think people are going to pay to have players that, you know, are not going to be loyal and they don't want to, and they can leave in a heartbeat. And I think the NIL has killed that.
I do want to say real quick, I know, Josh, are we back up on YouTube yet or no?
Yeah,
I know everybody, our apologies for struggling. We had to reset YouTube, but I know it's gone off the air, so we're getting some text messages about that. YouTube should be back up. Well, John, here's the deal. You know, all we can do is, you know, you look what happened with basketball. With Calipari, even Coach Musk getting us back to you know
prominence
sure. Nationally, and you look what's happened with Dave Van Horn. The problem is football. And so you just got to believe sooner or later we're going to get it right. And my hope is that, you know, JD, is that whether it be Hunter Yurachek finds the light and reaches out to guys like Joe Klein and others that may want to be involved with the university and may want to help. Or if not Hunter Yurachek, get the next AD in there that has a vision and that can sell, it can rally the state around. And then hiring the right coach. Because if Cignetti can do it, and if Clark Lee can do it at Vanderbilt, I mean, and, you know, and it's happening at Ole Miss.
The right coach there.
And Mississippi State has turned. I mean, they got a good coach. They got a good AD, and they're getting good.
It's just been so long, John, since we've been able to look at a product on the field that's been, you know, that's been outstanding. Because, golly, it's just been, we just, you know, watching that thing against Texas, you know, hung around there for a half and then just – yep. You could tell we were out, you know, outclassed there in the second half, and you just got to believe. I just got to hope whoever they get, John, for this next coach, will do a good job, and is a good coach, and will, you know, can rally and coach them up. And you're right; the other part's got to have the money, but you know, again, there are other schools that don't have as much money that are being successful, so that can happen.
Yeah, but you got to understand something too. When Ole Miss and Mississippi State were playing good football, they were still selling out every game.
True. That's very true. Especially Mississippi State. Yes.
And when you got fans that are supporting you when you're going 2-10 and 3-9, you're making money. But when you're, unfortunately for us, when we're 2-9 now, we're not selling out games. That fan base is what we need to get us money for our university. And I just don't think, you know, it took Bobby Petrino, I think, our first BC, you know, championship, if whatever you call the college playoffs, it really wasn't, but it was called the BC. We played Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl, and we were selling out a lot of games that year, but we didn't sell out every game. I know we have 82,000, which we're kind of in the middle of the SEC. You got Mississippi State, Ole Miss, yeah, it's 67,000. But we've got an 82,000 stadium. We're selling 40 to 50,000. We're not selling out games, and we're not making money for the program. That's, I think, is why I'm saying we're just not our fan base is kind of just, I don't know. I think they love the Razorbacks. I know we all do, but I don't think the ticket sales may be too much. Who knows? But those two teams, Ole Miss and Mississippi State, they were easy games for us back in the day. And now, and even when they were, we went to play them, it was loud and they sold out every game. So how do we figure that out? If Coach Gruden comes in, I think we would sell out every game. But
there's no doubt.
You know, we need a name coach, or we need someone that's going to get, I'm going to say, kind of lucky, like a Vanderbilt coach. He's a damn good coach. But they got lucky. I mean, you know, they renovated their stadium a little bit. I mean, I've been there. It's beautiful. But, you know, and they, I don't know. I don't get it. You know, and like Coach Saban said, you know, every game this year he couldn't pick Vandy.
Right.
Because you can't believe they're that good. You cannot believe they're that good.
They're legit.
Yeah, but you talk about a team that hardly ever sold out a football game. You know, they hardly ever sold out a football game, and now they're selling out games. But they changed it. I hope we can. I just don't know what to say anymore. I just hope whoever we get can change it around, because we're all passionate about it. We love our Hogs. We love our football team. And, you know, but you got to get butts in the seats, and that's the main thing.
Well, we do have Duke and Arkansas Thursday night, the Thanksgiving night. That's going to be a fun one to watch, get our mind off of football and see a good basketball game. Very talented team the Razorbacks have. Got a long way to go, though. They're not there yet, but I think they're going to be fun to watch, John, so that'll be encouraging. What do you got planned for Thanksgiving before we let you go?
I will be here in Florida. You know, it's going to be kind of quiet. Lil Jon still, he's got something he said he had to do up in Fables. He's not going to make it. Shana's not going to make it. But, you know, me, Kritza, and Anna, you know, we'll have a few friends come over, so it'll be okay. But it sucks when you don't have the whole family together.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Love you, buddy. And, hey, we've got to keep believing, John. Got to keep believing. We're going to be back one of these days. One of these days, John, we're going to be talking about winning football. So it's going to happen one of these days.
Roger. Yes, Roger, sir. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys,
Johnny? Cowboys
got
to win. How about that?
What a great effort on defense and special teams in that fourth quarter. Fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And they came back. Big game Thursday.
Yeah, I got a big one Thursday against
Kansas City. 3.5-point dogs at home against Kansas City. But
what
I feel good.
What a week if they were to beat Kansas City at home this week.
What a five-day stretch that would be.
How about that? Absolutely. I hope it doesn't wear off on them what happened to the Bills when they played and beat Tampa Bay on a Thursday and then come back.
Do want to thank Moe's and Brandon LeCue for sponsoring John each week. Right, get you
or
some
eggs.
Yeah, go out there and get you some cool, amazing burritos, too, during the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah,
just to break it up a little
bit. And, John, if you'd like to, we're going to go see Terry Bradshaw on the 19th.
That's right.
If you're in the neighborhood, man.
We're going to pick him up on the bus on the way to Branson.
On the way up there, we pick you up right there off that Russellville exit or Gary Moore exit.
Hey, why don't you guys just head on down to the PNC, the father-son, because that's a Saturday, December 19th, 20th.
Okay.
It's me and John be playing the father-son.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot, Johnny. But if the Cowboys go to the Super Bowl, are we going?
There's a good chance we will, but I don't think the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl.
Let me move my bowl of cereal out of the way.
All right, JD. Love you, man. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Johnny.
But I love you guys. Go on.
Love you.